play the second half, live, never before seen, with my interview with Jesse Ventura. PrisonPlanet.tv viewers watching live right now will be able to see it. It's a great audio interview for all the wonderful radio listeners that are out there. I haven't really spent any time announcing this since Charlie Sheen was on. And I know we've gotten more than 10. We got like 5 yesterday, and I think they said we got more than 5 in the last week. These are already coming in. In fact, give me a close shot of this, guys. If you go to 20minuteswiththepresident.com, in fact, we'll pull that web address up. It's just 20withthepresident.com. Awesome website put together by Kurt Nemo and Janae Meadows, our graphics lady. The deadline is to get it into us, the Charlie Sheen 20 Minutes with the President contest, by November 15th on that Sunday. Then Charlie and I will have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to judge, and we're shooting for that Thursday or Friday to announce it. I got to talk to Charlie. I haven't talked to him in about 4 or 5 days. I got to talk to him, find out when he wants to be available because he's very busy to come on the show and to announce who the winners are. But you have got 20 days. And by the way, you can make 2 or 3 entries if you want. You can make 10 entries if you want. You can do it with actors. You can do it with video clips. You can do it with 2 black guys, 2 white guys, 2 aborigines, 2 women. It doesn't matter. The bullet points are the most important part to cover. Read the contest rules at 20minuteswiththepresident.com. That's 20minuteswiththepresident.com. And again, we're going to pull that web address up for people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. We have a banner up on Infowars.com on the front page. Right below the flash player for the radio show, you'll see Charlie Sheen's face. Click on that. That will take you to 20minuteswiththepresident.com. We're getting a lot of entries now. I'm going to have Kurt Nemo today and tomorrow start just posting some of the entries and articles up on Infowars.com. We're going to be posting them all every few days as they come in with links up on 20minuteswiththepresident.com so you can look at the entries. But there is the site. Gorgeous site. And again, you can watch the submissions right there at that third link there at the bottom. I don't think we posted any of the submissions yet. They just started pouring in last week, and I've just been trying to find time to watch them because we're busy releasing Fall of the Republic and old promotion to do with that. But it is all coming up. And the whole point of this is, whoever you are, if you do an entry using the script of 20 Minutes with the President in any adaptation you wish, the one guy judging it is Charlie Sheen. I'll give him my input. First place, $14,000. Second place, $1,000. Third place, $500. Because when I told Charlie, said, yeah, we'll do a $10,000 prize, he then said, let's make it where after taxes you get $10,000. And that's about $13,500. But I thought, you know, $14,000 is actually making sure you get $10,000 after taxes. This is a real $10,000 prize. But that's not the reason. The reason to get involved is this will put the 20 points and the 20 minutes with the President 2020 vision squarely in front of the American people. And no doubt the hundreds of entries, no doubt we're going to get hundreds, the good, the bad, the ugly, the, you know, the mediocre, the excellent. These are going to be seen some millions of times, some thousands of times, regardless, tens of millions of views of 20 minutes with the President. You can't buy media attention like that for 9/11 truth. If you tried to buy $14,000 worth of ads, that wouldn't buy you 50 ads, 100 ads on local TV. So just one more thing we're doing, Charlie Sheen's idea. Then we've got a surprise. It was actually his dad's idea, Martin Sheen, at dinner. And I'll tell you about that when we get back, okay? And there's more coming up in 20 Minutes with the President as well. So you'll want to stay with us on the other side of this quick break. Your call's coming up, 1-800-259-9231.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you all about Ecola Blue, the state-of-the-art atmospheric water generators that produces purified drinking water right from the humidity in the air you breathe. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know. I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Make the decision today to claim your own water independence by ordering your own Ecola Blue atmospheric water generator for your home or business, just like I did. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day and is easy to use and economical. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Generate your own pure water right from the humidity in the air by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at ecoloblue.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live. We're going to open the phones up on any issue you wish to discuss at 1-800-259-9231. I have my three stacks of news here that I intend to go through as well. This is just pretty much the raw interview. Going up in the next 20 minutes at InfoWars.com and then PrisonPlanet.com will be the two-part interview with Jesse Ventura, where he talks about Obama and his Peace Prize, where he talks about broken promises, the war, where he talks about the two-party system. He gets in the 9/11 Commission going public, many of them saying the entire investigation is a fraud. He talks about a host of issues with me when I was out there last Wednesday. We were in a warehouse here off the side from where we were shooting. And so that's what you're going to see in the background if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, folks, we air stuff, much of it here, exclusively first. At least 2 hours. Today we're doing 3.5 hours simulcast on PrisonPlanet.tv with the radio show. Turns into a complete television show with video clips, audio, documents, all of it. And it's your PrisonPlanet.tv membership. I want to thank all of you that are members that makes what we're doing here possible. You're the people making so much of this possible, and I want to thank you. So when you see a film like Fall of the Republic coming out, you financed this. You did this. So I salute you, and I thank you. And it is premiering tomorrow, 3 p.m. Central, when the show ends, at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I'm begging you, start your engines. Burn the DivX copies off the site. Burn them to disk. I want to see this explode big time from day one. The system is afraid of the American people when you take action. I'll talk more about that before the show ends. But as for Charlie Sheen 911 contest, win $14,000, spread the truth virally, all of you that make entries win. And then, yes, got to say, it was Martin Sheen's idea. I want to give him credit. We're sitting around the table talking about the contest. It was Charlie and mine's idea about 4 or 5 days before we launched 20 Minutes with the President. at Charlie's home in Los Angeles while the fires were burning nearby and raining ash down on us, literally outside. But beautiful sunsets, though. Big, big red sunsets out there with the fires. And Martin had the idea of taking little segments of each one of the contest entries and clipping those together later with a big master video that Aaron Dykes and myself will put together. You saw how good that piece me and Aaron put together, mainly Aaron. I directed it, but he did most of the work on that incredible piece that's an extra on this DVD, Charlie Sheen's Message to the President. It's one of the extras. But there it is right there. It's up on 20minuteswiththepresident.com. Be sure and check out the new site. And then Charlie does have some other ideas for 9/11 Truth down the road. I'll just leave it at that. But the winner will also be on the show with Charlie and myself coming up about a week or so after. We'll announce the winners on that Thursday or Friday and probably end up having the winner. We'll have to call them beforehand. We'll either have the winner on that day with us or the next week, because it'll take some time to judge them, then get a hold of the winner, and then have them on with Charlie. So that's some of the legwork we've got to do, so it's hard to pick an exact date. But within a week of November 15th, when you've got to have your submissions in, we will announce who the winner is and then have them on the show with Charlie. That's probably the easiest way to do it. Okay, so 20minuteswiththepresident.com, very excited. People are very excited about it. It's having an explosive response already. I'm surprised how many submissions we've got already coming in. And again, we'll be linking them all up at 20minuteswiththepresident.com for everybody to see in the days to come. In fact, I asked Kurt Nimmo this morning to do it, but he's so busy with 100 other things. It should be up by tomorrow, if not today. 20minuteswiththepresident.com will also post a lot of the entries up on Infowars.com. Okay, let's go ahead and go to this part two of the Jesse Ventura interview. Part one and two are going to be posted again the next 20 minutes up on Infowars.com for you to spread virally as well. Here is part of my talk with Jesse Ventura last Wednesday in Los Angeles.
Governor, in closing, 9/11, it's now come out that 6 of the 10 commissioners are on record saying that they believe there should be a new investigation and that the Pentagon was deceptive. That's even been in the Washington Post. Many people have called for a new investigation. Do you think, A, we should have an investigation, and B, that we'll ever see one?
I think we absolutely should have a real investigation, an investigation where you give subpoena power to where people are not allowed to testify together. And, you know, I view the Warren Commission and the 9/11 Commission, they weren't there to seek the truth. They were there to cover up the truth. And that's what they were designed to do, in my opinion. Absolutely, I think there should be a new investigation. Will there be one? I have my doubts on that. But what will have to happen is it will have to come from the grassroots. There will have to be so much political pressure put on. Well, like right now, it goes even farther, Alex. Did you see the thing where the attorney for the 9/11 Commission,
yes,
the lead attorney, Mr. Farmer,
he's got a book coming out saying it was all a cover-up.
Well, he came out and said that at some point the government decided the United States people were not going to hear the truth. Now, what more smoking gun do we need than that? You listening, Geraldo?
Absolutely. They say we're crazy, we're evil, we're bad. 6 of the 10 commission members, 2 of their 4 lawyers, the head lawyer is saying it's a fraud and a cover-up. 3 members are saying there should be criminal charges against the White House or the Pentagon for lying, saying that they did lie to them, but that the decision was made to deceive the American people. And that's why, Jesse, I really appreciate your courage in going public for 9/11 Truth, because if we don't expose this, they're going to continue to commit these Gulf of Tonkins, these Operation Ajax, these programs.
Absolutely. And it comes back to the very thing that people need to remember. And remember this: dissension is the greatest form of patriotism. If you don't hold your elected officials' feet to the fire, for lack of a better term, you are going to get bad government. Remember that. You don't want to go along to get along.
Governor, great seeing you.
Absolutely, as always, Alex. Great to talk to you.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
Now is the time for all good men and women to come to the aid of their country.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
One of the greatest events in history is taking place before our very eyes.
For this young man, he has the right to be represented.
It's up to every man, woman, and child in the United States to decide whether we're going to be fooled by the slick propaganda of the social engineers or whether we're going to restore the republic.
We have seen this erosion to the point where today it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the republic.
Soak up the derivatives. Who's going to soak up the debt? Who's going to be penalized?
Enron's CEO, Ken Lay, was involved in discussions with you at the White House about helping develop this type of policy, this trading scheme.
I don't know.
Do you think it's consistent with the spirit of that provision of the Constitution to hand out $500 billion to foreigners?
Will we choose liberty or will we choose tyranny?
The republic is hanging by a thread.
You don't have a president. You have an actor.
Tim Geithner?
Okay, I didn't communicate to my guys. We have like an 11-minute interview with Jesse Ventura. And I said I want to play the second half of it. And so we started in the second half of the second half. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cue this up to the front, and we'll go out to break with the first part of the second part. So from the beginning of that file you have, go ahead and play it. Thank you.
Ventura, and this is the Alex Jones Show.
Why do you think Obama's approval rating has dropped to the low 40s?
Because he had to make hard decisions, and he's making them. Any elected official, hey, when I first got elected, my approval rating was, I think, 71 or 72, the highest in Minnesota history. Well, by the time you're in office a length of time, every time you make a decision, Alex, someone's not going to like it. You're going to have people that do like it, but you're going to have people that don't. And too many of us are one-issue people. So that when a public official makes a decision on that one issue that maybe impacts you or you feel negative about, all of a sudden now you have a negative agenda towards this elected official. So it's a natural thing that happens. Yes, when you're first elected, your approval rating is sky high. But the longer you're in office, I actually sunk below 50% at one point. I was down to 45. And the press came at me and they said, well, you've been as high as 70%. Your approval rating's now under 50. Well, I looked at him and said, well, gee, if I'm at 45, I'm 7 points up because I won with 37. Remember, in a three-person race, those numbers drop drastically.
Exactly.
So no matter, even at 45%, I was still 7 points higher than what I won the election with. So how can they accuse me of failing?
Absolutely. Two final questions,
sure.
Shepard, and I'll let you get back to working on the TV show here. By the way, I'm honored to be part of it.
We're honored to have you.
And I'm excited to be involved. No, it's great getting to hang out with you. But seriously, you were against the banker bailout back last year when they first launched it. Now they want a new bailout. They did a bait and switch. They kept the trillions of dollars for themselves. They're not loaning it. What's your view on that?
Well, if you want a true bailout, you have to do what I did in Minnesota. When we had a budget surplus in Minnesota, I gave the money directly to the people. If you want to truly stimulate the economy, give it to the public.
Absolutely.
You know, because we will spend it. And will that not stimulate the economy? Isn't that what they want? Us with money, spending our money?
But they're not. They're hoarding it.
Well, they're giving it to the banks rather than the people. And the banks are like a middleman.
And then they loan it back to us at interest.
Exactly. So if you truly want a stimulus package, in my opinion, you give the money directly to the people.
What do you think of Ron Paul and others' move to audit the private secretive Federal Reserve?
I think it's a great idea. I don't agree with Ron Paul on everything. You know, one thing he's pro-life.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
What's coming up? I will go to a ton of news here at the end of the transmission. Let's go to Hunter in England first, though. Hunter, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, Alex. I'm a new listener. I was back home on leave probably like 6 months ago, and my brother was burning a whole bunch of copies of the Obama deception to take to a gun show down in Salt Lake. And so I watched it, and a lot of it just made common sense. You know, everything that you said, don't just take my word for it. Research it yourself, so that's what I do. But I just had a couple statements. With Obama's program to increase school throughout the year and the length of the school days, the United States, I'm in the Air Force, the United States Air Force decided instead of giving the people an hour and a half, 3 days a week during duty hours to work out for their PT test, they now decided as of January 1st that that will be done on your own time and not during work hours, you know.
And I want to point out that Americans aren't lazy. We work more hours than anybody in the world. That's a statistic you can pull up. We have less vacation, everything. They are forcing us. First, they make the women go work. Now they take your kids away. All so we can pay taxes to the bankers to fund their empire.
And another thing, since I am a new listener, I do get into some conversation with people at my work. And there was an NCO in my shop today. He's like, oh, there was another nut, you know, another theorist in my, his tech school class, because he was cross training into this career field. He said this person who worked the flight line at Langley Air Force Base on 9/11 was telling people in the class that one of the F-15 that came back was missing one of the missiles, and everyone was making fun of the. He said everyone was making fun of him, calling him nuts and crazy and things like that.
Even though we've got generals that have gone public and other people and witnesses and what the state police said they saw in Pennsylvania, that two AIM-9s or these air-to-air missiles were fired into Flight 93.
And my brother has your subscription to the Prison Planet. I'm going to burn the video. I have some couple friends here in England. We're going to go to the houses and slip them through the mailbox and try and get as much as out there as possible. Because, you know, it is very important that people know this, and hopefully, you know, we're not too late. And I appreciate your time.
Well, awesome. Awesome, my friend. I mean, the explosive power of the people taking action. We have a criminal foreign banking takeover happening, and the people are standing up and saying no, and this film chronicles who the criminals are, what their master plan is, how to stop them. That's why Follow the Republic is so important. It is up to you, the listeners, how big this film gets. I make it. I put it out there. It is a weapon. Use it. Thank you so much. Good to hear from you, Hunter, an American in the Air Force in England. Ted in Delaware. Ted, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I got a relatively quick. I'm what you would call a noob in this. I've recently been awoke for maybe a year. I knew something was wrong. I was staring at the pool, and you pushed me in. But now I sort of feel like I need a little bit more than the DVDs, because I don't have the information like you do, 10 years of researching, so I can't 14. Really express to people, you know, face-to-face. I would like to maybe get a poetic sort of letter to the police and the military, something we could print out in mass, just the people, the new people like me that can really get out there and get after these people, maybe a letter, just somewhat poetic, somewhat facts, you know, small, that we can all print
okay.
out and hand to people.
Okay, Pat Buchanan for WorldNet Daily. It's syndicated all over the place, but we had an incredible article about Oath Keepers to the military today. Jack McClam's Vampire Killer 2000, a letter to the police and military written back in the mid-90s. The police read it. It's like revelation. It came true. Vampire Killer 2000, it's everywhere. My Police State films. Listeners are welcome to write up their own idea of a message to the police and military. We should reach out to them. They are waking up. And send it to writers@infowars.com. We'll post it. Let me be clear. I don't have all the energy to even produce all the answers I know. I talk about it here on the show. All we talk about is solutions. Solutions is identifying the criminal bankers and bringing them to justice. That's number one. And not paying this national debt to these foreign banks, arresting these crooks. We've given them tens of trillions of our own money. We've got to point out it's fraud. I mean, what if we just let Madoff keep running Ponzi schemes, and if he put a gold crown on and announced he was God, would we have to follow him? No, he's a fraud. It's like, what was the solution to ending slavery in this country? Black people started revolting, and white people started revolting against it. And they said, this is inhuman and wrong and evil. And they were called kooky minorities in 1800, but 60-something years later, it was illegal. You know, black people 60 years ago, 50 years ago, couldn't eat in white restaurants. Now they can. You just say, I'm not your slave.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Absolutely Wonderbar. Wonderbar or Wonderbar? Wonderbar. Okay. Wonderlust. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Richard Belzer, I believe. Belzer. Yeah, I saw this like a week ago. We posted it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I keep forgetting to play it. And I wanted to play it just to illustrate. He's a pretty big actor, a big comedian. And he goes on Bill Maher and brings up how the Federal Reserve is the real government, runs it all. And a lot of people have known this, but now the majority know it. The vast majority in every major poll and are angry and want to audit it and want to abolish it. It is the real government. And we are on the path towards bringing these people to justice. I want to play this clip, and then we're going to do a news blitz and then take a bunch of other calls from Ray, Jim, Chris, and others. But here he is on Bill Maher. And Bill Maher just makes jokes about this, even though Kennedy did sign an executive order to start abolishing the Federal Reserve. Even though this is the true shadow government, even though the Federal Reserve is private, Bill Maher knows that, so he doesn't joke about that. The truth is coming out any way you slice it or dice it, but here is the clip.
Quickly, in 1910, Senator Aldrich on his private train brought a bunch of billionaire bankers, the Morgans, all these different people, Warburgs, down to this place called Jekyll Island off the coast of Georgia, and they figured out a way to create the Federal Reserve. Because central banks were looked down upon by the people, and they caused a lot of problems. By creating the Federal Reserve, they convinced the Congress and the people that the Federal Reserve is a government arm. It's not. They borrow money from private banks. We're owned by banks, and you can't alter that. John Kennedy wanted to stop borrowing, wanted to stop using the Federal Reserve, use silver certificates to determine the value of the dollar, and print money through the Treasury. So they exploded his head. The point is
That's quite a connection you made.
Yeah. Well, forget the Kennedy part. He did want to do that. Okay. He did want to buy the Federal. Isn't it the Federal?
I've heard a lot of reasons why he got shot. I never heard that.
Well, that's the reason. And that's the scam. It's not billions of dollars that banks control. It's trillions. You don't mess with the banks. And Senator Durbin said this place is owned by the banks on the floor of the Senate. You know better than anyone.
Federal Reserve has been rapidly increasing the rate at which it's printing dollars. In fact, it took 200 years for the money
to go from... And the folks at Federal Jack added some of their own comments on that video. I want to do a news blitz, and then, as I said, end the show with your calls today. But before I do that, also want this hour, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. And the rebroadcast is coming up with David Ray Griffin and, of course, Lindsey Williams. So you don't want to miss that on this Tuesday, October 20th, 2009 edition. MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, and ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor. We're getting reviews from listeners. They love it. Solutions from Science. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source 1800-watt generator, and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, so make your move now. Go to one word, www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. And in closing, and then on to the news blitz, from the same great folks at Solutions from Science, SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been many times in American history, pilgrims, for example, when seeds have the highest value of any barter item. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds waged by the global elite. You want to control us by controlling the food supply. Plus, gardening's fun, folks, especially healthy, non-GMO organic seeds. Governments are storing seeds. The UN is storing seeds. Globalists of every stripe are storing seeds near the Arctic Circle. Why do you think this is? You know why. Control and power. Solutions from Science is trying to get seeds out of the globalist hands into the hands of the people, one seed bank at a time, one family at a time. A survival seed bank from Solutions from Science contains enough open-pollinated seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. Seeds in the Survival Seed Bank are hand-picked for exceptional germination rates. Order a couple of seed banks today while you still can. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. SurvivalSeedBank.com. Okay, let me just news blitz some of the news I have here. You know they've come out and announced what we've known for over a decade, that the Pentagon and the Department of Energy and the Department of Commerce and the Department of Education and Department of Labor and all these federal departments have multi-billion dollar budgets a year apiece to go out and pay for the scripts to be written in dramas, sitcoms, TV shows, game shows, children's shows especially. I mean, when I watch children's cartoons a couple times a year randomly, I'll usually be on vacation, turn the TV on, just to let my kids watch some TV every once in a while. And it's like, oh, the earth is bad. There's too many people. The UN's going to save us. The UN fights off the aliens. Parents are bad. Microchips in your body, you're good. The government knows best. And they've got a list of these. Well, here it is. CIA to monitor internet chatter for anti-government sentiment. The CIA admits in Wired magazine and a bunch of other places that they are going to track the American people, and the Pentagon is countering the American people with blogs and operatives and hired think tanks and hired PR firms. And that's who's out attacking us on InfoWars and Prison Planet and YouTube. I mean, they don't even hide it. They have a weird Wikipedia group who give themselves brigade awards, and they actually get teenagers to help them. And they go, yeah, I'm special ops, black ops, fighting the evil Alex Jones. That son of a bitch is a traitor. And they're all proud of themselves, putting out propaganda and demonizing Ron Paul. I mean, it's real, folks. And it's going on everywhere. So that article is important. The scientist who worked for government accused of spying. It looks like in the FBI affidavit, they've got him recorded asking for petty sums. I mean, turns out he worked for an Israeli company. They already suspected him of spying. He worked in space-based weapons, space vehicles, spy satellites. This is a master scientist. For $10,000, he gave them data cards. He gave them memory sticks, USB drives, the little sticks, it says in the affidavit, with total satellite data information, what they're doing, how they're doing it, nuclear weapons systems he wanted to give them for $10,000. And it looks bad with these Israeli companies. One of them, it says, paid him $200-something. Here it is, $225,000 for one Israeli company he worked for. Now, they haven't proven yet that that's a front, but most big Israeli companies are. But the point is, this guy would sell out. But see, he's low-level. I mean, he's a high-level scientist, but low-level compared to Sandy Berger stealing the highest-level NSA intercepts out of Congress in the bubble room. They've got a room where Intelligence Committee people can see documents, and it was incriminating stuff on Clinton, so he stuck it in his pants and his sock. He didn't get in trouble. And as bad as that is to steal incriminating information, I read the affidavit. I scanned over the articles. I spent about 30 minutes on this, and this guy looks as guilty as sin. It's kind of encouraging that the FBI would actually bust a criminal. But at the same time, if they are setting him up, it's the biggest setup I've ever seen. Because they have video, they have recordings, they have meetings in hotel rooms. And for $9,000, I said 10, he asked for 10, he got 9 for some reason. He gave them, oh, here's a bunch of satellite data worth tens of billions of dollars, potentially. And he was like, I'll give you all the nuke secrets, because he worked on nukes as well. I mean, this is insane. And my question is, if Israel's been caught spying on us more than even the Russians, why is Israel allowed to run the one company that controls over 95% of all telephone routing and caller ID systems in the country? Why does Israel have a company that's government-controlled that guards most of the U.S. nuclear weapons stockpile? I mean, my whole issue is Israel's always infighting with themselves and killing each other in government and all that subterfuge. Our government is a joke, ladies and gentlemen. I thought I would just mention that. So many threats to federal officials that Secret Service make or tell investigations into financial crimes. This is from the Boston Globe. Reposted it Cryptong.com, but there's the Boston Globe, and I remember scores of articles. I mean, literally, I can't keep track. I could say 50, 100, I don't know. I've probably seen 50, if I probably more, articles the last 3 or 4 years. We could search engine this right now, in fact. FBI cuts number of white-collar fraud investigators. Try searching that. If you're a multimillionaire or a billionaire, there are almost no investigators for you. They've cut them down to nothing. And they put the investigators not on middle-class people making 100 grand a year. They put the fraud investigators on blue-collar, people making $20,000 a year. Hard-working, I mean, because, again, crooks run the system. And now they're going to cut it again. Just like more than half of Congress, it's come out, doesn't pay taxes and then doesn't get in trouble. Just like the Treasury Secretary doesn't pay him and doesn't get in trouble. FBI cuts white-collar crime force. Yeah, click on that. And then that's a blog, and it'll have a link to the actual article. But what was the source on that? Point is, it's all over mainstream news that that's going on. I mean, here's Boston Globe. The unprecedented number of death threats against President Obama, a rise in racist hate groups, and a new wave of anti-government fervor threatened to overwhelm the U.S. Secret Service, according to government officials and reports, raising new questions about 144-year-old agency overall mission. And then it goes on to say the Secret Service is basically going to stop investigating all different types of white-collar crime. And I mean, it's the same across the board. They've always got excuses. We are worried about weak dollar, Euro group chief says. 16 countries that use the euro single currency are worried by the weakness of the dollar on currency markets, the head of the euro group said Monday. They may do what they did a couple years ago and go in and buy dollars trying to prop it up, but it's only putting off the inevitable. Fraud inquiry slashes Karzai vote to 48%, setting stage for runoff. This Unicole executive, this fraud, we told you when they had the election, I don't know, was it 6 months ago? I forget. That it was a complete fraud. And now they've had to admit it's a fraud. But see, in America, we can't admit that many elections are frauds, even though they've been caught, because they'll give you an Obama after 8 years of clear fraud. People go, oh, well, then Democrats can get elected. There must not be fraud. But now that they're in power, Republicans aren't going to be able to get elected. It's all staged, ladies and gentlemen. They put in the establishment candidates. Senator Hagel owns the electronic voting machines that over 80% of his ballots were cast for in Nebraska. I mean, these guys, he owned the company before he became a senator. The poll said he was going to lose by 14 to 16 points, depending on the poll. He said, I'm going to win, won by over 14. That's a 30-point swing almost. Polls never did that before. 99% of us don't want NAFTA and GATT. It continues. 80-plus percent don't want open borders. It continues. 99% don't want the Baker bailout. It continues. Because the government is rogue and criminal. And these bankers are going to steal everything and leave us with a police state to protect their exit with the money if we don't stand up against them. And they're going to use the carbon tax to shake all the money out of our pockets. Speaking of that, I mentioned this yesterday but never got to it. Here is Reuters. And they say in this article, and they do this as a stunt, that they may not allow there to be a World Cup in South Africa because of the carbon footprint, the evil carbon dioxide that plants breathe, that are put out by the jets. And it says in the article that they're looking at what they're going to have to do, or maybe they'll just put a tax. First they say, oh, we may cancel it. Everybody gets scared, and they just put a big tax on it. Now, I have another article here in my stack where Schwarzenegger has to sign a waiver bill for carbon footprint just to allow a new NFL stadium. He's banning TV sets over 40 inches. Forget just the tax, saying they use too much energy. They're setting the precedent to micromanage your lives. They've already banned almost all over Europe space heaters, those outdoor propane or butane space heaters that work so great. You see at outdoor restaurants, they're banning them. They're banning fireplaces. Don't believe me? California's looking at it. Google it for folks right now. Europe, some European nations ban space heaters. You'll see BBC. And they report it like it's good. Carbon emissions from next year's soccer World Cup are expected to soar from 2006 benchmark set by Germany, host nation, and South Africa, said Monday. Harmful emissions accelerate global warming and major sports events. Total made up. Humans are exhaling this, including Olympic and World Cup tournaments. The FIFA 2000 Cup will be the largest carbon footprint of any major event, with the goal to be climate neutral, South Africa's water environment resource minister said. She said the estimate carbon footprint of Africa's first soccer cup is 896,000 tons of carbon dioxide. Oh, how deadly. The plants will breathe it. Air travel to visits and long-haul destinations expected to make 67% of the country's total carbon emissions during that one-month event next year. This footprint is almost 10 times the footprint of the cup in Germany, adding that Germany did not include air travel in its carbon footprint. Then you go on to some other articles I have on it where they mention, well, there it is, EU threatens to ban patio heaters. And if you pull it up, they already did it. That's an article from over a year and a half ago. That's Times of London right there. I mean, this isn't a game. Where's my Schwarzenegger? Here's my Schwarzenegger. L.A. Times. Los Angeles, are you ready for some NFL football? Where's Where is Hank Williams Jr.? Are you ready for some football? Yeah. Governor Schwarzenegger wants some football and jobs. Governor Schwarzenegger said he's going to sign an environmental exemption bill that will clear the way for construction of the L.A. stadium and its large carbon footprint. Oh, see, all this means is they get to build. In Austin, they stole tens of thousands of acres under SOS, saying it'd be parkland. They took it all, gave it to the local swindlers, gave it to the big environmental bodies, the banks, and then turned around and built all over it. This is how they roll. Turns out the federal government, AP's reporting, is paying off doctors to support Obama. He goes out to these events and hands them white lab coats. He asks them to put it on to look official. That's confirmed. Cities and counties are having to shut down and lay off workers everywhere. It's only going to get worse. All our tax money will go to pay debt to the bankers and nothing else. And some police to beat us in the head with billy clubs to pay.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend's soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend's soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again. Now, 24 hours and 5.5 minutes from the premiere of Fall of the Republic, Volume 1, The Presidency of Barack H. Obama, the exclusive full 11-minute interview with Jesse Ventura on some key subjects is now posted at InfoWars.com for everybody. Or Aaron's in the process of getting it up there right now. We got a lot of other videos, like I go wild with a sledgehammer with the rest of the guys. I think Weldon Henson did the best job along with I thought I was good because it's been years since I used a sledgehammer. And I was like trying with full force to hack through it. Of course, I got it started, and I did pretty good. But they showed me, no, you just swing it and let the sledgehammer do it. It's kind of like the audience. You're the sledgehammer bashing into the New World Order. tearing out a wall into the other side over there. Finally got our city permits. Took 2.5 months. We still haven't gotten all of them. City of Austin, you make me sick, you bureaucratic trash. I'm telling you, it's like communist Russia or something. All right, let's jam in a few final calls. Ray in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. This is Ray of Fluoride Free Austin, and I was a guest on your show.
Yes.
Yes, I would like to give you two important updates and then a request. Number one, my former blog site is now a full-fledged website. The address is www.fluoridefreeaustin.com.
And I would get the water out so I don't have to go through the atmospheric water generator and all the other stuff. Austin has some of the best aquifer water in the world. Why can't we have our water, Austin? Why do you dump poison in it? You guys were there with us at the tour where they admit they put hundreds of chemicals in the water from toxic waste dumps. Give us your website address.
www.fluoridefreeaustin, fluoridefreeaustin.com. And this website, which still includes the blog, is brand new, thanks to a great webmaster, Greg. And it's starting small, but it's going to get bigger and better. So I'd like people to go up there and just explore what's available. We're going to be creating more educational materials.
Good. I mean, I've got tens of thousands of Austinite supporters. I wouldn't call them fans. They're supporters, fellow believers in freedom. Let's get the stinking city to get the stinking toxic waste out of our water. The National Dental Association says it's bad now and says don't use it. The American Medical Association admits it's bad. The EPA top scientists say it's bad, but the lobbyists pay to put it in our water because they'd have to pay to get rid of the toxic waste. Get it out of my stinking water. Come on, people. Let's get the stuff out. Ma'am, I appreciate your call. We ought to sue them, everything else. Just stop putting up with their crap. They're forced medicating us. Jim in Missouri, last caller. Hit us and hit us hard.
Alex, thanks a lot. I just want to say, attaboy to you. I've been following you for the last 10 years. I can't thank your staff enough for doing what they do and putting themselves and you, putting yourself in that situation that you're in, that we're all in. You know, I'm just an average individual, and I've been following you, like I said. And, you know, when the news rolls so quickly that the devastating news that comes out last week becomes whitewash, there's a real problem. And what my major issue is what can we do about this Copenhagen situation?
You go to every city council because they're local minions of the feds and the globalists, and you tell them we don't want carbon tax. In Austin, they hired an Army Special Ops Black Ops commander to run the takeover. It's mafia. They go, oh, you're breathing carbon dioxide. I got to tax you. I mean, they're putting poison in our water. We outnumber them 1,000 to 1. Get the poison out of our water, you stupid jackasses. Look, good job, sir. We'll talk to you tomorrow live, retransmission with Lindsey Williams, with David Ray Griffin, with everybody else. Great job, crew. We are now 24 hours out from the release of Fall of the Republic. Hit the videos. Get them out!
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.